You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Cheryl White looks at the old penal farm of Caddo Parish and how exploring this legend actually lends support to other historical endeavors.
While we all love urban legends from around the world, sometimes the most fun to explore are those that are homegrown. This week, we take a look at a widely popular legend involving an old prison just west of Shreveport. What remains of the old parish correctional facility, the Caddo Parish Penal Farm, stands abandoned and deteriorating. Constructed in 1905 to house minimum security offenders in a self-supporting agricultural environment, the Pea Farm, as it was popularly known, is a brick and mortar witness to a much harsher time in corrections history in Louisiana. The site is sensationalized locally as being haunted by the ghost of mistreated prisoners, and many a creepy tale has doubtlessly been spun from the exploits of people who visit the site hoping for a haunted encounter. Yet exploring this legend is richly productive for the historian because it actually tells three completely separate tales. One, of prison conditions in the South during the first half of the 20th century. Another, of an unlikely African-American lieutenant governor. And yet another, of a famous female artist whose work found inspiration among the convicts who once worked the land at the farm. A major target of social progressives in the 20th century was the harsh prison conditions, and the Pea Farm stands as a testament to that era. Life was unusually tough for convicts in a time with little regard for rehabilitation or dignity of the prisoner, and this has perhaps spawned much of the haunted legend of the empty cell houses today. The facility is actually located on the lands once owned by Caesar Carpenter Antoine, a Reconstruction-era African-American lieutenant governor, whose ascent to political power was rare for a man of color during that time period. And finally, renowned artist Clyde Connell is linked to the site through her marriage to Thomas Dixon Connell, who served as penal farm superintendent from 1949 to 1959. Living on site, it was there that Clyde Connell found inspiration for her sculpting, and she later claimed that life on the Pea Farm had been one of the most significant periods in her career. If the old Pea Farm of Caddo Parish is haunted today, as the local urban legend goes, it is haunted by the very real history that resonates within its abandoned walls. The lessons of much-needed prison reform, Reconstruction-era politics that produce unlikely political power, and the artistic inspiration found among the pain and harsh conditions of rural prison life for one very gifted woman. All of this stands above the legends of ghostly prisoners now roaming the deserted West Shreveport landscape. Sometimes urban legends tell us just enough to want to know more about the truth. What really happened in the places that produced them? The old Pea Farm of Caddo Parish is just such a story and just such a site, where history actually rises above the legend.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.